let's take a look at the top 10 moments in Mall of America field history. Number 10. The Minnesota Vikings took the field at the impressive domed structure for the first time in a 17-10 victory over Central Division rival Tampa Bay. It was the beginning of one of the noisiest home field advantages in all of sports. Number 9. In an important 2008 NFC North battle with Chicago, the rival Bears were first and goal at the 1 to take a commanding lead. However, the Vikings defense stopped the Bears at the goal line 4 straight times, setting up the longest offensive play in team history.
Fade left, man wide open, it's Berrien, caught inside the 40, 30, 20,
That record-setting touchdown propelled the Vikings to victory and ultimately the NFC North title. Number 8. Chris Carter entered a late 2000 matchup with the Lions, needing 5 catches to reach 1,000 career receptions. Late in the second quarter, Dante Culpepper found Carter in the end zone for his 1,000th catch, fittingly for a touchdown. Number 7. In a 2007 matchup against San Diego, rookie running back Adrian Peterson tallied a pedestrian 43 yards in the first half, and the Vikings trailed at the break. But in the second half, the man known as All Day put up 253 yards and finished the day with 296 rushing yards, the best in NFL history. Number 6. In 1998, against Tampa Bay, rookie wide receiver Randy Moss didn't disappoint in his first NFL game. The young phenom pulled in 2 long touchdown catches from quarterback Brad Johnson, showing Vikings fans and the rest of the NFL that he was primed for an illustrious career. Number 5. The comeback. In the 1992 matchup, the Central Division rival Chicago Bears jumped out to a 20-0 lead through 3 quarters, and Bears fans in attendance were enjoying what appeared to be a rout. But early in the final quarter, Vikings cornerback Todd Scott jumped the rout on a Jim Harbaugh audible and ran back the interception for a touchdown. Rich Gannon took it from there, leading the Vikings on 2 touchdown drives to complete the improbable comeback and secure a 21-20 win. Number 4. It was Monday Night Football on Christmas night, 1989. The final NFL game of the season. The Vikings hosted the Bengals with a playoff berth on the line and took a convincing lead into the half. The Bengals came storming back, cutting the lead to 1 in the 4th. But Minnesota's defense, led by Chris Dolman's 4 sacks, harassed Boomer Esiason en route to the 29-21 victory and a playoff berth. Number 3. Oh my heavens. The 2009 home opener against San Francisco showed that fans were in store for a magical season. Trailing by 4 late in the 4th, Brett Favre marched the Vikings down the field to set the stage for this.
Back to pass, punch to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone. It's caught! It's Greg Lewis! Touchdown!
That 32-yard touchdown catapulted the Vikings to an unforgettable season. Number 2. Facing a win-and-in scenario in the 2012 season finale against the Green Bay Packers, the Vikings rode to victory and a playoff berth on the back of the eventual league MVP, Adrian Peterson. His sensational performance capped an incredible season in which he rushed for 2,097 yards, second most in league history. Moment number 1. 1998. In what proved to be a series of spectacular moments over the course of the entire season, 1998 provided Vikings fans with one of the most electrifying seasons in NFL history. Vikings teams of old had been defined by defense, but this team was known for an explosive offense and overwhelming victories. The prolific offensive attack was led by quarterback Randall Cunningham, Hall of Famer Chris Carter, Rookie of the Year Randy Moss, and running back Robert Smith. The Vikings would tally a then NFL record 556 points en route to a 15-1 regular season and the 15th division title in Vikings history.